This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu al-atamman al-akmalani ala khayri khalqillahi ajma'in. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Wa man ihtada bihadiyah wa stanna bisunnatihi ila yawmiddin. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وأرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه واجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The last 2 weeks we covered names of Allah related to His greatness, His glory, His majesty. And so we went through Al-Azim, Al-Kabir, Al-Mutakabbir, and Al-Majid, and Dhul-Jalali wal-Ikram. All of these relate to Allah's greatness and His glory and His majesty. And so continuing along that same theme, we move on to a couple of names of Allah that are related to His might and His power. And so tonight, insha'Allah ta'ala, we have four names, all related to Allah's strength, His power, His might. And these names are Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar, Al-Qawi, and Al-Mateen. And so of these names, Al-Aziz is the one that has been mentioned the most in the Quran, of these four names. And so Al-Aziz has been mentioned close to 100 times in the Quran. And it is often combined with certain names of Allah, such as Al-Hakim and Al-Alim. And so for example, Allah says, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. And this is the one that it comes with the most. Al-Aziz, whenever it is mentioned with another name, it is usually Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. As for Al-Alim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yasin, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا. The sun travels for its fixed term. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. That is the design of Al-Aziz, the Almighty, and Al-Alim, the All-Knowing. As for Jabbar, it has been mentioned only once in the Quran. And that is in Surah Al-Hashr, where Allah mentioned several of His names. And we've mentioned this verse many times, because we have come across several names in this one verse. هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسُ السَّلَامُ مهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. And so here we have Al-Aziz with Al-Jabbar. And so Al-Jabbar is basically the supreme in might. Al-Jabbar is the supreme in might, or the compeller. So that is Al-Jabbar, the second name. The third name is Al-Qawi. Al-Qawi has been mentioned 9 times in the Quran. Al-Qawi has been mentioned 9 times in the Quran. And most of the time it is combined with Al-Aziz. Most of the time it's combined with Al-Aziz. For example, in Surah Al-Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about al-hadid, iron. وَأَنْزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدَ فِيهِ بَأْسٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. And we have sent down iron with its great might, benefits for humanity. وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ وَرُسُلُهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. And a means for Allah to prove who is willing to stand up for Him and His messengers. بِالْغَيْبِ, without seeing Him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Allah ends the ayah after talking about iron and its might, the might of iron, and how it is used in wars. And Allah talks about jihad, who's going to stand up for Allah and His Messenger. And then Allah ends the ayah by saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Allah is the all-powerful, the almighty. And Al-Qawi comes twice with شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. So most of the time, Al-Qawi is mentioned with Aziz. And twice it is mentioned with شديد العقاب. شديد العقاب being the severe in punishment. And so for example in Surah Ghafir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانَتْ تَأْتِيهِمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَكَفَرُوا فَأَخَذَهُمُ اللَّهِ. That was because their messengers used to come to them with clear ayat, clear proofs. But they persisted in their kufr. And then Allah ends the ayah by saying, إِنَّهُ قَوِيٌّ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. He is the all-powerful, the severe in might, the severe in punishment. The all-powerful, the severe in punishment. To indicate that these people who disbelieved in their messengers, they won't get away with it. Why? Because Allah is the all-powerful and the severe in punishment. فَأَخَذَهُمُ اللَّهُ. So Allah seized them. As for Al-Mateen, the fourth name, Al-Mateen, it has only been mentioned once. And that is in Surah Al-Dhariyat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Indeed, Allah alone is the supreme provider. Al-Razzaq, this is a name that we covered previously. The one who provides. And we spoke about Al-Razzaq and Al-Raziq. And so here Allah says, He is the one who provides. ذُو الْقُوَّةِ, the possessor of all might. Al-Mateen. ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. The ever mighty. So as we can see, all of these four names, they indicate the power of Allah, the strength of Allah, the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what's the difference between these names? There has to be a difference, obviously. And so Al-Aziz, it means the Almighty, the Strong, the All-Powerful. But it also has an element of honor and glory. And so that's the meaning of Izzah. Al-Izzah is glory and honor and might. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attributed with all of these. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةِ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. Whoever seeks that glory and that honor and that might, then all izzah belongs to Allah alone. So someone who is aziz is someone who is mighty and honorable and glorious. And that's why Aziz can even be used for for people. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, referring to the king, he was referred to as the Aziz of Egypt. As for Jabbar, it comes from the root word Jabara, which means to impose, to support, to console. And so, for example, in Arabic, Jabira means the caste that is used to support a broken bone, the caste that you wear for an injury. It's called a jabira, to give it support, to strengthen it. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one whose will cannot be resisted. And that's the meaning of jabbar, that He is the one whose will cannot be resisted, whose irresistible force is without any limitation. He is the one above all things who compels the creation to be as He wills. No one can compel Allah, rather Allah compels all of His creation. The entire creation of Allah submits to Allah, is compelled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is also the rectifier, the one who repairs, the one who restores, who completes or sets something right once again. Coming from Jabira. So what did we say Jabira means? It means the caste. To set something right. To strengthen it. To fix it. And so Allah is Jabbar, meaning He's the one who comforts those who are broken, those who are oppressed. And so He enriches the poor. He elevates those who are subjugated. He relieves the distressed, the ill. And this is the meaning of the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make in between the two sajdas. And so once you sit up from the sajda, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make a dua. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَارْحَمْنِي وَهْدِينِي وَجْبُرْنِي. O Allah, forgive me, have mercy upon me, guide me, and wajburni, enrich me. Enrich me. So, Al-Jabbar is the one who enriches the poor, the one who comforts those who are oppressed, and so on and so forth. As for Al-Qawi and Al-Mateen, they refer to the ultimate strength and power and might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of which no one can overcome. No matter how powerful, how strong they are, they can never overpower Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the difference between Al-Qawi and Al-Mateen is that Al-Qawi refers to the all-encompassing ability and power of Allah. Kamal al-quwwah, the perfection of power and strength. While al-mateen is referred to as shadid al-quwwah, it refers to the extent of Allah's quwwa, His strength. And that is the most severe. So that's the difference between Al-Qawi and Al-Mateen. And that's why Al-Qawi is usually translated as the all-powerful. And Al-Mateen is translated as the ever-mighty. So these are the four names of Allah: Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar, Al-Qawi, and Al-Mateen. What do these names teach us? The first lesson that we learn from these names is that believing that Allah is Al-Aziz should make us to humble ourselves to none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not to seek glory and might from anyone besides Him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in that ayah that we mentioned in Surah Fatir, verse 10, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةَ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. Whoever seeks عِزَّة, then to Allah belongs all عِزَّة. Therefore, seek it from Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us regarding those who take as their allies the enemies of Islam, Allah says, أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ. Do they seek عِزَّة, glory, power through them? فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. To Allah belongs all عِزَّة. And so we should be seeking عِزَّة from none other than Allah, because Allah is the one who grants it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Say, Allah is the king of the dominion of everything. مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You give the kingdom to whomever you will. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. And you take it away from whomever you will. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. And you give might and glory and honor to whomever you will. وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. And you bring down whomever you will. You subjugate whomever you will. And in the story of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, when the Muslims were victorious and had conquered Bayt al-Maqdis, and the people of the city had asked that, we want your leader to come and enter into the city. So Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, who was the leader of the army, he sent for Umar ibn Khattab, who was in Al-Madinah. He sent for him and he said, they want you to come. So Umar ibn Khattab came all the way from Medina. And when he arrived, the Muslims gave him the finest of horses. And, you know, gave him some nice clothes to enter into the city, you know, as a conqueror, in style. But Umar radiallahu anhu, he said no. He got off from his donkey. He was riding on a donkey. He got off of it and he took off his shoes and he started walking towards the city to receive the keys. So Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, he said, oh Umar, they're going to look down on you. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, come on, not you, Abu Ubaidah. If it was other than you, I would understand. And then he said his famous statement. Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned his famous statement. And that was, he said, كُنَّا أَذَلَّ قَوْمٍ فَأَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We used to be the most humiliated of people, meaning we Arabs. We were considered the most backward of people. No one used to look at us. Who were we? We were nothing. Glory, izzah, might was with the Romans, with the Persians, and with all of these other civilizations of the world. We were Bedouins. We were backward. We were the most humiliated of people. فَأَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. But Allah, He elevated us. He granted us izzah through al-Islam. فَمَهْمَا ابْتَغَيْنَا الْعِزَّةَ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَذَلَّنَا اللَّهُ. As long as we seek that izzah, that glory, that might, that honor, from other than what Allah gave it to us, meaning through Islam, if we seek it through other than Islam, Allah will degrade us once again. Allah will bring us back down once again. And that's what we can see if we were to really read history and analyze and look and read our Islamic history. That's what we find. That when the Muslims sought izzah through Allah and through His Messenger and through Islam, Allah gave it to them and they conquered the world. And they had the upper hand. And then once they started to seek it through the dunya and through other than Islam, Allah brought them down. And so, if Al-Aziz teaches us anything, it teaches us that we should humble ourselves to Allah and seek glory and might through none other than Allah and His Messenger and Islam. The second lesson that we learn from Al-Aziz is that Allah being Al-Aziz is unlike any human being. So we said Al-Aziz means the Almighty, the one who is mighty, he is powerful. And so when a human being gains power and he has the upper hand, he tends to misuse his power. He tends to oppress and subjugate people with his power, using his power and his might in the wrong way. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combines His name Al-Aziz so many times, as we mentioned, with His other name Al-Hakim. What does that show us? It shows us that Allah is Al-Aziz, and while being all-powerful, He is also Al-Hakim, the all-wise. That means that He doesn't misuse His power, but rather He puts it in its right place. Because the very definition of hikmah, of wisdom, is وضع الشيء في موضعه, to put something in its proper place. That's the meaning of hikmah, wisdom. That you put something in its proper place. You don't misuse it. And that's why throughout the Quran, Allah refers to himself as Azizun Hakim. That yes, He is Almighty, He is All-Powerful, but He is also the All-Wise. Likewise, Allah combines Al-Aziz with Ar-Rahim to indicate that although He is the All-Powerful and the Almighty, He doesn't always use His power and might, even though He can, even though He would be justified in using His might and His power to punish those who deserve it, but still He doesn't do it. And we ask, why does Allah not take down this tyrant? Why does Allah not end this oppression and this tyranny? He is the all-powerful, He is the almighty. But he's also Ar-Rahim. He gives people chances. He gives us the chance. He is the merciful. So although he can use his might and his power, he doesn't use it at times. He shows us mercy. And so in this way we learn that Allah is Al-Aziz, unlike any human being. And that is with all of Allah's names and attributes. That is with all of Allah's names and attributes. He is unique in His names and His attributes. No one is like Him at all in any of His names and His attributes. Thirdly, believing that Allah is the all-powerful and the almighty should make us to realize that Allah can never be defeated. He can never be overcome and overpowered. And as such, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there on the side of the believers, as long as they show their commitment to Him. That is the condition. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran His power, Him being Al-Qawi, and Him being Al-Aziz. Ponder over these two verses. Allah says in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 40, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرَهُ. Allah will certainly help and support and defend those who stand up for Him. Allah will give victory to those who give Allah victory. And then how does Allah end the verse? إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Allah is the all-powerful, the almighty. The other verse in Surah Al-Mujadilah, verse 21, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَأَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي. Allah has decreed, I and my messengers will certainly prevail, will certainly be victorious. How does Allah end the verse? إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. In the same way. Allah is the all-powerful, the almighty. What does it show us? What is Allah trying to teach us here? That Allah has promised victory to the believers as long as we stand up for Allah and His deen. The moment we abandon that, then Allah will abandon us. On the day of Badr, Allah was there for the believers, because they were there for Him, and they were obeying Him and His messenger. On the day of Uhud, they slipped and they disobeyed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah did not give them the victory that they were looking for. And so what it shows us is that Allah is always there for the believers with His might, with His power. And no one can defeat Allah as long as we show the commitment from our side. Finally, the last point that I wanted to mention regarding the power and the might of Allah is regarding Allah's name, Al-Jabbar. And so we should call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by all of His names and His attributes. But there is one attribute of Allah, Al-Jabarut. Al-Jabarut, which comes from the name Al-Jabbar. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make dhikr with this attribute of Allah, of Jabarut, in his ruku' and in his sujood. In his ruku' and in his sujood. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say in both, in his ruku' and in his sujood, Subhana dil Jabaruti wal Malakuti wal Kibriya'i wal Azama. سبحان ذي الجبروت والملكوت والكبرياء والعظمة. These are four attributes of Allah. These are four attributes of Allah. Jabarut, from the name Jabbar, which we mentioned today. Malakut, from the name Al-Malik, Al-Malik, the king, the sovereign. Al-Kibriya, from the name Al-Mutakabbir, which we also covered previously. The great, the glorious one. And Al-Azamah, from the name Al-Azim. Al-Azim, the great. Also, another name of Allah that we have previously covered. So here are four attributes of Allah that all refer to the greatness of Allah, the glory of Allah. And so it makes sense when you go down into ruku'. It makes sense to call upon Allah by such attributes. That you're lowering yourself, you're bringing yourself down before who? Before the one who is the greatest. The one who is the all-powerful, the almighty. And the same with sujood. And so now that Ramadan is coming up, and some of us, we'll be praying Salatul Qiyam, where the Imam prolongs the ruku' and the sujood, memorize this dhikr. So don't only say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, but also say this dhikr. It is from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhana dhil jabaruti wal malakuti wal kibriyai wal azama. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge of His names and His attributes. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.